Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. As you know, the trade war is underway. We've been trying to figure out what the local consequences might be. And joining us is Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner. You predicted last time you were on that there'd be a recession around 2019. And you said when it happened would depend on whether we had a serious trade war or not. Well, it sounds like we have a serious trade war, right?
You're absolutely right.
So what does that mean for growth in this area?
I think it's locally speaking, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. It's still, I think, the first volley. So we're talking about $30-odd billion of stuff, which we're going to be taxing in terms of imports from China. Their reciprocation, so basically what they're saying is they're going to do exactly the same dollar figure. Now, what's fascinating about the way China's gone about it is they've been very micro-targeting the products that they're going to tax. Generally speaking, they're going to be taxing products that generally come from states where Trump won.
The red states, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at it. So soybeans, Iowa, big Trump supporter. Now, that's by far the biggest thing in terms of tariffs. Secondly, it's going to be aerospace planes. Now, that is going to have the consequence here. But also understand the fact it has a big consequence in South Carolina, who voted for Trump. So when you look at these things, they're being very focused on what they're targeting. So locally, the effects certainly will be aerospace-driven. I think in general, the aluminum tariffs, again, bad for Boeing. So in general, I would say that's pretty much where it's going to hit us the most. But the big point, I think, actually is going to be it will drive us into a U.S. recession. It's not going to be localized. It has the potential to do it. Now, the president's turned around and said, this is the first volley. China's responded in kind. But the view that the president said is he is prepared to take this up to $500 billion in terms of tariffs. That would be horrendous. That will, without a doubt, drive us into a recession. So that's, generally speaking, what I'm worried about. How far is he prepared to take this? He's saying he's got a country that we can survive it. Very low unemployment, good job numbers that just came out. But you know what? China's got a very good economy as well. It's growing about 6.5% right now. So it's actually growth is twice ours. So who's going to blink first, I think, is the big question.
And we hear the word recession. We think about 2008, 2009. That was a housing market recession. How is this one you're predicting for about 2019 and many other economists? It's not just you alone. How does that play out?
Well, I think ultimately, I started saying I expect a recession late 2019, early 2020, about a year ago. Now, everyone's jumped on that same bandwagon. Of course, we all remember the Great Recession because it was driven by housing. It affected all of us. This is not going to be driven by housing, anything like it. It's actually going to be a somewhat boring cyclical business cycle recession. We have recessions. We've had 47 of them since the country was founded. We'll have 47 more. But it's a case of the depth and what is going to drive it. Now, certainly trade wars could. Monetary policy, is the Fed going to raise interest rates too quickly? Because we've got a bit of a bubbling economy. We're growing too fast. If they do that, they could do it too quickly. What's the consequence of that? But it will not be driven by housing. It'll be, generally speaking, boring. Also remember, when it comes to housing actually, go back through the last seven recessions, other than the last one, housing prices didn't drop. They stabilized. Mm-hmm. Actually, they actually went up a little bit. So going back to the 1970s. So I think if anyone's worried about the fact recession, that's going to decrease the value of housing. We're going to see another housing bubble. I just don't see it.
So what does a boring recession look like to average Joe out in the suburbs? Is it wages? Is it food prices?
Yeah, and it's certainly all those things, wages and food prices. It's going to last two quarters. The unemployment rate will rise back up. Right now at 4%. We'll probably get back up to 5.5%, maybe 6%. At 6%, I'm fine. Above 6.5%, I'm scared. I don't see that happening, at least right now. But the biggest concern is uncertainty. We'd like to look at our administration, our government, and say, no, you're taking care of business. And when we don't think that, when we get worried about it, what do? We don't go shopping. All of a sudden, we start paying down debt. We are a consumer society. Our economy thrives because we buy stuff. And if we're not buying stuff, that in turn, so you kind of have a knock-on effect. So we start getting worried. We start slowing down. We're worried about what's coming out of the other Washington. And that actually kind of folds into the bigger picture in terms of trade barriers, trade tariffs, and the likelihood of a fairly major slowdown.
Well, people stop buying stuff. I mean, malls are already shutting down because people have stopped buying stuff there. But what about Amazon? Does that mean people would stop buying stuff at Amazon, which could have an effect, especially here in Seattle?
You're absolutely right. In terms of strip malls, I don't think we're overdeveloped in strip malls. We're just under-demolished. Strip malls are a complete waste of time. They don't belong anymore. Yeah. And certainly, I expect regional malls, we're going to lose half of them in the next decade, in my opinion. But in terms of Amazon, what's fascinating about it is the fact that if they were just selling electronics, I'd be worried. If they were just selling something individually, I'd be concerned. Now they sell everything. Now we order our garbage bags. And those things tend to be somewhat recession-proof.
You're right.
Literally, we're not going off to Safeway or Costco. We're doing it online. So I think because of that, they're relatively speaking, plus the fact they have a huge cash chest as well, they're going to be somewhat protected. That is going to be a good thing without a doubt for Seattle.
Matthew Gardner, Chief Economist for Windermere. Matthew, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Great seeing you again.